Blog Talk Radio.
Hoax, hoax. Holy moly, diamonds on my rollers. Holy moly, diamonds on my rollers. Holy moly, diamonds on my rollers. Holy moly, diamonds on my rollers.
On my rollers.
Hocus pocus, ram me with votes.
Votes.
Hocus pocus, got your bitch, folks.
Votes.
Hocus pocus, eating ram me with votes.
Votes.
Hocus pocus, got your bitch, folks. I'ma break it down and gon' collect.
Gon' collect.
And if I go down, I'ma call collect.
Call collect.
Take it to the mesh and take it to the bowl.
Take it to the bowl.
I be popping pills, they be slipping snort.
Slipping snort.
Bumping on that Molly, smoking that Jamaica.
That Jamaica.
Willie's on the Harley, South Queens, Jamaica. 500 rounds, 500 thou car crews. 5-star telly, 5-star bitches all choose. Holy moly, diamonds on my rollers. Holy moly, diamonds on my rollers. Holy moly, diamonds on my rollers. Holy moly, diamonds on my
rollers.
Hocus pocus, ram me with votes.
Votes.
Hocus pocus, got your bitch, folks.
Votes.
Hocus pocus, eating ram me with votes.
Votes.
Hocus pocus, got your bitch, folks. Diamonds on my rollie, chains like a jewel. My bitch from Cuba and my lawyer Jules. Hocus pocus, sniping bitches disappear. Sipping all this clear, I ain't thinking clear. Look at my rollie, sipping and pippin' like gold. I'm a syrup like I'm Tony, silver surfer, macaroni. And that drop head with the lemon head, 100, no dime. Shorty caught me 10 rollies, still got no time for it. Holy moly, diamonds on my rollers. Holy moly, diamonds on my rollers. Holy moly, diamonds on my rollers. Holy moly, diamonds on my
rollers.
Hocus pocus, ram me with votes.
Votes.
Hocus pocus, got your bitch, folks.
Votes.
Hocus pocus, eating ram me with votes.
Votes.
Hocus pocus, got your bitch, folks.
Crying to the devil, think it got a hold on me. Cry to the devil, and left so many R.I.P. Cry to the devil, think it got a hold on me. Cry to the devil, yeah. Terrified, paranoid, I put you over everything to fill the void, and when you're gone, will I have anything, or will I be destroyed? Terrified, paranoid, I put you over everything to fill the void, and when you're gone, will I have anything, or will I be destroyed? Yeah. Bright lights pass me in the city, it's emergency. I'm thankful cause I made it past my 30s, no one murdered me. Still remember vividly the nigga that pulled a gun on me. I'm petrified but moving like I got no sense of urgency. Pride make a nigga act way harder than he really be. Pride hide the shame of city, cut up all utilities. Pride hide the pain of growing up in hell and poverty. Pride make a nigga feel a way that you won't follow me. Make a nigga flash a thousand like he hit the lottery. Make a baby mama make shit harder than it gotta be. Make you have to take the bitch to court to see your prodigy. Make you have to use your last resort and pull a robbery. Pride be the reason for the family dichotomy. Got uncles and some aunties that too proud to give apology. Slowly realizing what the root of all my problems be. It got me feeling different when somebody said they proud of me. Pride is the devil. Think it got a hold on me. Pride is the devil. And it left so many R.I.P. Pride is the devil. Think it got a hold on me. Pride is the devil. you over everything to fill the void. And when you're gone, will I have anything or will I be destroyed? Terrified, paranoid, I put you over everything to fill the void. And when you're gone, will I have anything or will I be destroyed? Yeah. Much money to count, but the amount, 10 of a bounce. I got a pay a nigga to add it up, then pay somebody to make sure whatever amount he say, I'm bagging up. Got racks on racks, I'm racking up, stacking up. You reaching or acting up, break it down, weigh it up, not bag it up. Make a five of mine, that's regular. Nigga playing with us, that's negative. Go back to start, that's never. I'ma boss my closet leather. Ain't no off days on my schedule. As long as I live, we live forever. Told my twin and shit get better. These niggas that slip, let me ahead them. Got my seat up, I pay 70 bands and half cents on the jet. I don't need them, that shit in the past. I'm feeling like what's next. Got my seat up, foot all on the gas. It's not a CA vet. I can beat them. I believe in me, just tell me what's the bet. All my pride gone, had to lose it all, then I got rich. I own five homes, now some of this shit starting to make sense. I'm staying hella focused, and I can't forget the bigger picture. I can't even hold it, I didn't have shit, I won't forget. Will I be destroyed? Come to me with everything, it's starting to get annoying. I'm addicted to promethazine, it's crazy, I know it. All this money coming in, it drive me crazy, not destroyed. I'll be crazy if I blow it. Pride is the devil. I think it got a hold on me. Pride is the devil. And it left so many R.I.P. Pride is the devil. I think it got a hold on me. Pride is the devil.
Your young mentor don't trust you, I'm gonna shoot you.
DJ Eskimo City, the coolest DJ on the motherfucking planet.
And the money counting on me, baby, how you love that? I'm a big timer, baby, how you love that? Got a money counting on me, baby, how you love that? Got bottles on me right now, how you love that? I'm tripping on them, baby, how you love that? Just a traitor, no sports agent, I am a player. I'm at the Four Seasons like I'm on vacation, tryna count some paper every day I wake up. I can't get no sleep, I'm running the fans way up. Louboutins on my feet, getting laced up. Hublot wrapped around my wrist, it's perfect timer. Hublot wrapped around her wrist, I'm tryna find her. I got fine bitches on me just like China. Here's your chance for you to prove it, girl, line up. Ain't no pressure, got a Draco bustin' diamonds. If you care about it, put her in designer.
DJ Esco.
So they wanna taste of the highlight. So they wanna taste of the highlight. Tossin' up right now, how you love that? We tossin' up right now, how you love that?
Top of my ceiling, blow it. Rain me some Cody, don't want it. Rain me some bars, don't want it. I got a feeling she want me like I want her.
So they want a taste of the highlight. So they want a taste of the highlight. Testing up right now, how you love that? We testing up right now, how you love that? Activism red, how you love that? Activism red, how you love that?
You need that drip, you wanna drip, I show
trap, he just got out, I ain't have to put him on. We the ones who got the numbers to put the city on. It's the middle of the summer, I got a hoodie on. My demon time ain't nothing nice, I try not to wear nothing tight. I came up off of shooting dice, yeah. My little brother ain't living right, my sister them doing alright. My cousin them still serving life, yeah. Seen a robber rob a dig, and I seen a preacher get caught for cheating. I break the bank for one of my peeps. I said I'm the one, they didn't believe me. I show them the facts, now they all need me. I'ma get cake as long as I'm breathing. They making it hard, this shit really easy, yeah.
I'ma turn up
on a hater every chance that I get. I want the biggest watch they got, don't care if that shit hurt my wrist. All these hoes fuck on us all, I wish I would claim that bitch. They get hard when they get guns, we got a hood full of sticks. Soon as they say we can't come, you know we'll run around that bitch. You can miss me with that shit, you know I live in the mix. Money, cars, and clothes, and hoes. You know I live in the mix. Money, cars, and clothes, and hoes. Yeah. She think I'm a regular rapper, I'm not. One person come tell me we fucking, you block. Watch me run this shit to the tip of this top, yeah.
Keep going.
Put my kids in Givenchy, she must ain't 1 + 1 = 3. I can't support your personal needs. She don't got a mortgage, moved in with a need. These niggas be capping, them cars be leased. Youngins in charge, I speak for the streets. I would nod and nod, they woke up a beast. Struggle with me, we used to have water for dinner. We didn't have nothing to eat. Soon as I get on his ass, they gon' look on me bad. I'm like, damn, he was fucking with me. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'ma turn up on a hater every chance that I get. I want the biggest watch they got, don't care if that shit hurt my wrist. All these hoes fuck on us all, I wish I would claim that bitch. They get hard when they get guns, we got a hood full of sticks. Soon as they say we can't come, you know we'll run around that bitch. You can miss me with that shit, you know I live in the mix. Money, cars, and clothes, and hoes. You know I live in the mix. Money, cars, and clothes, and hoes.
I'm from the trenches, niggas be tough on the net, but really be there for attention. We're busy, be talking like they really rich, but really be begging me under my pension. I give a 40-50,000 cash to start up a business. I spend that shit at the dentist. I'd rather fucking pay up a rent for a year just to get out of her feelings. I'm in a Lambo truck in my hood, nobody gon' tell me shit. Going to Cali, I pick my weed for sure, nobody gon' mail me shit. Dice gang, crops the CeeLo, I need cash, don't tell me shit. Baby got his hood, I'm smashing, you can tell they really rich. Drop the low, ain't no room right now, I took her to the O. Then I put up on the Lamb, cause she a fan of Booney Mo. I got the city on lock, fucking up all the ops. I be around with $3 million in jewelry, I'm standing on all the blocks. This an anthem, mm-hmm. Dropping the six in the Phantom, mm. Black road truck with the all-white seats, remind me I'm sitting on Panda, mm. I love my cousin, she was a dancer. I love my brother, he was a scammer. Sit on my lap cause I'm pulling her tracks, and I fuck on the back cause she calling me handsome. Yeah, 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 yeah.
I'ma turn up on a hater every chance that I get. I want the biggest watch they got, don't care if that shit hurt my wrist. All these hoes fuck on us all, I wish I would claim that bitch. They get hard when they get guns, we got a hood full of sticks. Soon as they say we can't come, you know we'll run around that bitch. You can miss me with that shit, you know I live in the mix. Money, cars, and clothes, and hoes. You know I live in the mix. Money, cars, and clothes, and hoes.
We the best music. Another one.
Never claiming Dipset. I had some bitches on my line. I told them bitches get they lips wet.
Get your lips wet.
Lock that door. Where them bows at? Search for his gun. Where his pole at? We on his ass. Where his shows at? He get away. We on his ass. Where he parole at? I be hating when these rappers call these rappers brothers. Only the family in my ass, bitch. We got each other. I popped a perk and drunk a gallon, man, that hurt my stomach.
Man, what?
Doing the dash inside the land, that shit had made me vomit. Yeah. Fuck from the back, I pull her head, she screaming while she coming. Got phone them G-locks, they be clutching every time they serve. With all that rah-rah like you like that, come around, you nervous.
Gang.
Sneaky talking like you like that, now you acting terrible.
Gang.
Yeah, you ain't like that, you ain't catch a murder. I'll be threatening you on my DM, we ain't never working. Bleed, Freelance Steve, yeah, I call him Kirk. He be to himself and he'll catch a murder. I'm smoking weed, I don't fuck with dirty. Can't trust the E, cause these bitches dirty. I feel like Gleech when I clutch my 30. Get out the streets, bitch, you touch it 30. D's keep been trapping, he just touched the 30. Richo be capping, but you know that's Brody. Hey, Buka, put the switch on for me, bro. These niggas looking like these niggas. No. Yeah. You ain't my brother, you ain't my dog or homie. We got poppin', now they all our homies. Yeah. I just had a threesome with two thick bitches. They just suckin' dick, cause I don't lick, bitch. Yeah.
He know I fucked his BM, now he sick with it. Shot in his shit, so when he spit, you know he switch with it. Hellcats and track hoes. They got Timmy on the turn up in the blast off. He went and got caught for that body, took his mask off. She an ungrateful little bitch, I'll take her ass off. Give me them titties back, bitch. They call my phone like get them glizzies back, bitch. Tell your favorite rapper we ain't feeling that, bitch. Tell your favorite trapper we ain't hearing that. He won't 4,000, but I got 2, so nigga give me that.
Man, give me that.
This stick up easy, this shit pity pass.
Shit pity pass.
Know how I bleed this where my city at?
Where my city at?
I'm from the rack, you know it's litty though.
Oh, it's litty though.
I ain't never bleed that rapper, give me though.
Jerry Production.
All right, all right. Peace to the gods. What's going on? Hope y'all doing all right. Welcome to Consultation Wednesday, where I ask y'all questions about all the procedures that y'all be doing out there. All right, so let me start my live shows, you know, Facebook. All right, I'm live on Facebook. Let me go to YouTube. I don't know, man. YouTube is taking a long time. I don't understand why. I'm on live on Instagram. Man, it seemed like every week they've been messing with, you know, my stuff. I just don't understand why. What up, 100 Stacks? I'm going to keep on going. I don't care. If it's live or not, I'm just going to keep on going. So, I got a little clip for y'all. I know it's Consultation Wednesday. It's a short clip. It's a little clip where I'm going to show y'all the importance of that DBA. You know what I mean? So, here we go. Let's take a listen to it. And then we're going to discuss it and get into y'all's questions.
Grow, and I've been dealing with a bunch of trustees that are part of Smooth Operation Laws Trust. So, long story short, tonight I got some proof for you, okay? This is coming from the American Bar Association Intellectual Property Law Section, okay? You can see it on the top left. This communication was sent to the Honorable Andre Iancu, however you say that, on December 21st of 2020. December 21st, 2020. That means a little more than half a year ago. And Andre Iancu, or whatever their name is under the Secretary of Commerce for Intellectual Property and happens to be the Director of the United States Patent and Trademark Office. So here's the deal. Let me paraphrase this, along with read a lot of the material that's inside of the letter. But before I do that, let me give you a preface. This communication is regarding the United States Patent and Trademark Office, and it is a request for information of state sovereign immunity due to the impact on trademark infringement. I'm going to tell you right now, these guys got questions of what Smooth Operation of Law already knows. There just came out a Supreme Court case a few months ago that publicized the effect of Smooth Operation of Law's methods. Which means that if you want to know if Smooth Operation of Law has validity to a lot of their claims regarding trademark infringement and protecting yourself, the fact of the matter is you now do. And this is their communication. So here it goes. Dear Undersecretary whoever, Iancu, the American Bar Association Section of Intellectual Property Law The section thanks the United States Patent and Trademark Office for the opportunity to provide comments in response to the USPTO's study on state sovereign immunity. The views expressed herein are presented on behalf of the section and have not been approved by the House of Delegates or the Board of Governors of the American Bar Association. Accordingly, they should not be construed as representing the position of the ABA. The section is pleased that the USPTO has taken action to confront this important issue in intellectual property law and provides herein some preliminary comments regarding the impact of state sovereign immunity on trademark infringement claims. State sovereign immunity impacts the ability of trademark owners to protect against and rectify infringement and dilution of their trademarks by state government actors when states commit infringement and parties cannot stop that infringement or seek adequate compensation. Trademark owners are effectively deprived of their full property rights, and consumers are likely to be confused in the marketplace. Now, listen to what I'm about to say right here. As confirmed just this year by the Supreme Court in Allen v. Cooper, which is 2020, Congress has the power to abrogate sovereign immunity only when there is, one, more than innocent or negligent property deprivation, and instead a pattern of intentional or at least reckless deprivation, and two, no adequate state remedy is available. Let me explain that. Congress has the power to abrogate sovereign immunity only when there is, one, more than innocent or negligent property deprivation, and instead a pattern of intentional or at least reckless deprivation. So in order to prove point one, you have to send a cease and desist. That way you communicate to them that it is your trademark, and then after that, if they continue using your name as a mark for whatever financial gain they got, that could be on court papers and you got a prosecutor that's getting paid to dilute and confuse the public on your name. When that happens, after you send that cease and desist, what you just proved is willful infringement. So you'll meet criteria one. Criteria two, it says, and two, no adequate state remedy is available. Now, I'm not going to get into that because that in itself is part of the trade secret. If you want that, hit me up on Messenger. But this right here is proof of a communication dealing with state sovereign immunity and the fact that Allen v. Cooper has pretty much clarified what the criteria is for a state to be held liable in federal district court over violating your trademark and continue to use it. They don't just get to walk away with your intellectual property and use it after you send that cease and desist. Now, if you have any questions, you can look up Allen v. Cooper. I'm trying to highlight it, but it's not, well, you know what? I'm not going to do that because I don't want to mess up my video. Here's the deal. You can highlight Allen v. Cooper. It just came out June of last year. So when people are asking, how powerful is trademark? You have the Chicago, well, this at least the ABA of Intellectual Property, the law section, that communicated this letter to the United States Patent and Trademark Office is based out of Chicago. Look at the top right corner. It's on 321 North Clark Street. So with that being said, they're asking questions because Allen v. Cooper just made the very same process that I speak of public. And now you can get a public remedy without having to draw all of these freaking case laws tied with an arbitration proceeding and so on and so forth. You don't have to do a lot of the work that I used to do, which I still show my smooth operational law trustees. The reason why I show it is because you guarantee big amounts. And it doesn't have to be public, and it can be subtle and be expeditious. You try to go in the public, and you do a claim under Title 15, it could take you up to 7 years with motions to continue. But if you do it the smooth operation of the law way, maybe maximum with all the proceedings, 120 days. So when you're using trademark and you're trying to get a state actor to stop using your name as a trademark, now you know. Even lawyers don't know. That's why the intellectual property law section has to clarify, because the judicial precedents just came out that verified what smooth operation of law talks about. You can check my other videos.
All right. So that was the little clip. If you want the clip, I put it into the chat room on Blog Talk Radio on my show. It's up there. Now, one of the first things I taught you how to do was to put a trademark on your name and do the DBA, right? So if you want to learn how to do that trademark, just Google Jonah John Scott trademark or copyright. Jonah John Scott copyright. And it's going to come up, my copyright, right? And I did it June 15th, 2011. My copyright number is 0031154. And I got it at Copyright Depot. I think that's an Australian government copyright office. But that's where I have it. And y'all can do it there too. Now, all the people that use my name on YouTube and stuff, I could sue them for copyright infringement with the ease and get paid. The problem is they ain't got no money, so it ain't worth my time. You see what I'm saying? But what he was talking about in this clip was you use your DBA and your copyright to sue the actual court in federal court for copyright infringement. This is why when I showed y'all how to do the first DBA I did, it should be on the screen. If you're on blogtalkradio.com, it's going to flash across the screen. I did a copyright on my straw man's name 100% complete. My copyright for my straw man, my DBA alone, shuts down cases. Well, it did back in the days when I had cases. And it made them take my name off of every document. They've been new about this. But for the newbies, I wanted to show y'all this proof and bring this up tonight. I was supposed to go back to that case I was reading Monday, because we still got a lot more to cover on that case. I'll do it next Monday. But I wanted y'all to really get the gist of this. Y'all have a lot of things in your repertoire to protect yourselves. Y'all really don't know what I gave y'all, so y'all not knowing how to protect yourself. So I just wanted to sharpen it up for y'all on what y'all supposed to be doing with those documents. Like every time I had a case, I would put my copyright notice in and I would put my DBA notice in. And the DBA, number one thing it used to do is make them know publicly, I am not that straw man. That straw man is a corporation. Because when you go in there and say that, they want to act like you crazy, right? You want to say you bananas, like you got a split personality. But the actual paperwork document from them proves that you're not. They can't go against their own paperwork. You understand? So y'all really need to, my bad. It's not Australia. Copyright Depot is Canada. But y'all really need to look into learning more about the copyright that you were supposed to do with my processes. I mean, I taught y'all in the non-UCC process. And see, that's another thing where I was telling y'all that whole SPC process is wrong and backwards and don't work. Now, in the SPC, they do have the copyright process, but they don't teach you how to use it. Well, I'm teaching y'all how to use it. The copyright your name is to stop people from, you know, when fucking Birdman said, put some speck on my name. Put some respect on my name. That's how you get respect on your name, by having that copyright in. That copyright protects people from using your name in vain and on any court paperwork. The trust does that too. Now, we only got 30 more minutes in the show. Let me open up the call lines. I'm going to 585-500. Peace to the God. Peace.
Peace. Peace to the God.
Peace to the God.
I'm so happy and grateful that large sums of money and great wealth come to me ASAP and easily. Ashe.
Ashe. Damn, you don't want
me to get large
sums of money too? I can't have large sums of money? The fuck?
Yes, Big Daddy Moses, you know that we, I'll just speak for myself.
That's my new name, Big Daddy Moses, y'all. You see the
That's
beard.
That's right.
Big Daddy Moses.
That's right.
What's
of
up?
Course, we always want our grandmaster teacher to receive great wealth, great health, so you'd be able to continue walking with us on this path and, you know, opening up these different portals for us to walk through.
All the blessings y'all been giving me and all that, that sugar diabetes is gone. My shit is normalized.
Woo-hoo!
Coming up. Yeah. You know, and determination and sticking to a diet and eating the right things, eating things without no sugar. I got rid of it, but thank y'all for y'all's blessing, and, you know, it's working.
That's right. Just the side note that I think that people who change their diet and change their mind habits, I know those affirmations that you have given us make it good.
Right.
So,
it was crazy because, you know, I was a vegetarian, right?
Yep.
And it was hard not to stick with being a vegetarian. So what I had to do was I had to go back to just real lean meat. And at first it was just a meat diet. I would have maybe one or two steaks a day. That's it, with some herbs. Then as sugar got better, I went to some herbs and some vegetables. And that's what I eat. And then come to find out, I did the research on my blood type, O positive, and that's how I was supposed to be eating anyway for my blood. Which is crazy. So in all actuality, me being a vegetarian isn't what I'm supposed to be doing for my blood type.
Yeah. But something that I've learned is moderation. So even if you can do certain things, you just do it in moderation. And that kind of helps balance everything out.
I still miss my vegetarian diet.
Mm-hmm. It is nice once you get on it.
You know what I mean? It's kind of like weird now. And, you know, most of the family is still vegetarian, so I'm, like, out there. But what comments you got on the copyright in the DBA?
Well, I caught it on the last little part, but the one part that I did hear was precedent. And I know that word is really important in our walk. So for me to hear that the DBA got precedence, it take me back to your one lecture that you talked about, first in time, first in line.
Exactly.
And, how if you know how to use your paperwork and let your paperwork speak for you, they shouldn't be able to move forward. Or do anything, you know, to violation.
Well, see, the problem is people got the paperwork done, but they don't know what to do with it. And this is why it's kind of good we get newbies, so many newbies coming where I have to reteach so I could refresh people's memories on what it is you got that paperwork for.
And then your $9 billion lien goes along with it.
Yeah, most people aren't using it in court. I would be bitching that they even got my name on paperwork.
Yeah, and especially
now,
if y'all don't, you know, have a contract.
I don't want to sue you if they can't put your name on the paperwork.
Exactly.
So y'all wanna start using that method too. And then
yeah,
if you,
you know, but
you want to get some money, even better.
That's right, because you're supposed to go to court to get paid, right?
Yes, court is a bank. You're supposed to be doing paperwork, which is court, to get
mm-hmm.
you paid. To get you paid. If you ain't doing that, you need to study and learn how to do that. But anyway, what's your questions tonight?
All right, so
you got a consultation with me coming up, right?
I do. They did some crazy shit the other night though. When I got online and I paid for
it, didn't get the receipt
or nothing. Computer, huh?
You didn't get the receipt or nothing.
Yeah, they didn't send me anything, and that was just so unusual because your site is very efficient when it comes to that part.
That's why I keep it simple, the site, so it's no glitches. But they be fucking with my site heavy.
Yeah. I was pissed off. I was like, don't you stop me from getting in line when I know the nigga done got everybody out. I'm trying to get in first.
Mm-hmm.
But I do got a consultation coming up with you. And that's going to be dealing with the trust up here where I am. So
okay.
I'll just ask these questions now. So
right.
I have a question about, I don't know if you recall, because I know you talk to a lot of people. But
yes.
Me and my mom had a court case a couple years ago dealing with the taxes for her house.
Yes.
And they had sent us the release of the notice of pendency and all of that. And they basically dismissed the case based upon a third-party debt collector letter that you have. That's what we use to get rid of that. So now the lawyers who were hired to come after my mom, now they're sending us another third-party letter for the monies that she didn't have to pay because, you know, we did the third-party debt collector letter. Now they're trying to come back after her for the money that she didn't have to pay.
Right.
So, to me, that seems like they're trying to double dip now.
They are.
And so my question is...
You need to hit them with the third-party debt collector again because
okay.
it's a new one. And
yeah.
I don't know if y'all sent out that no contact
yeah.
contract. Send it to
of
this
course.
One and say, yo, don't contact me no more. I didn't get no loan from you. If you do, I'm going to sue you.
And that go back to the clip that you played because I heard the guy say that too when you put the cease and desist letter in there.
Right. You got to do a cease and desist letter. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And they're so simple.
Now, along with us sending them the third-party debt collector letter, is it kind of like irrelevant to send that dismissal that we got based upon
no.
them even?
You can
okay.
show the proof. You can show the proof, but you got to think of it this way. You don't need to show
how you doing,
proof to no one that you don't have a contract with.
Yes. So really, they don't need to
I'm
see
not
shit. But we
don't to someone I didn't that didn't loan me no money.
Exactly. Okay. That's what I thought. All right. So, my second question is dealing with the full accord and satisfaction.
Mm-hmm.
I went to the federal court because I decided that federal court seems better from
yes.
the UCC code.
Yes.
So when I went, it was really a different experience than going in the state court because, you know, when you go in the state court, you know, you just walk through the metal detector and shit. And
right.
But when I went to federal court, they ask you for ID when you come in.
Yes, they
so,
do.
So, yeah. So that was kind of like weird to
last
me.
Last time I went into a federal building was for bankruptcy. What I did was I went into the bathroom. As soon as I got past them, and I put the ID in the commode in the bathroom.
I think I remember hearing that one when you talked about that court case. Yeah.
Because
so,
you are a straw man with the ID
yeah.
in that building. You are in the United States. You entered into the United States Corporation. So I had to take myself out. And I also had silver coins in my pocket.
Oh, that's
so
where you put the silver coins in here. Okay.
Yeah, if anything went wrong, I didn't have that ID to say I was a straw man, and I proved I was a free man by having the silver in my pockets.
Oh, I can dig that. So now my question into this is, a birth certificate, an authenticated birth certificate, wouldn't suffice as some type of identification if I didn't have an ID?
Say again?
The authenticated birth certificate with the affidavit.
Yes.
Could I use that as ID?
I believe you can.
All right, well, that's what I'm going
to
try.
I never did it, but I've heard of it. And hell, remember, when you go to the airport, that's federal, that's the United States.
That's what
and
I'm thinking.
I use it to fly, so I don't see why it wouldn't work.
Yeah, and it has their seal on it from the federal level, so that's what I was thinking. How could you deny this piece of paper? Like, only I would be able to, you know what I'm saying, attain that. So
you're going to have some type of picture ID with it, but it doesn't matter long as it's a picture ID.
All right, so then I'm gonna, like, these are just like high level questions because I'm gonna continue studying and I'll be calling back in and asking you. So when you do the third party and you create your complaint and you put that in, is there somewhere in the paperwork where there would be like a counterclaim? Like, say, for instance, like with me, I did the Fair Debt Collection Practice Act, like the third-party debt collector letter, before I even initiated doing the full accord. And I know that those are two different processes, but it kind of got me to the point that I'm at right now.
You had to do the third-party debt collector process because it says you have to have a bona fide dispute.
Exactly, yes.
And that's how you get the bona fide dispute.
Uh-huh.
You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So you had to do it.
Okay, so they kind of like go hand in hand with each other?
Yes.
So it wouldn't be categorized as a counterclaim because not only do they owe my mother her.
You can use your paperwork, the third party debt collector, as a counterclaim because it has the counterclaim in it. It also has the interrogatories in it. I put everything in that. I did.
You sure did. You layered that motherfucker up.
Yeah. Now, any one of us go to court, we always, like, dealing with banks with, back in the day when I was dealing with banks wanting money from me for credit cards and shit, I used it as the counterclaim.
Oh.
When I answered electronically, I would put answer and counterclaim, and the paperwork would be the counterclaim.
Oh, I see how you do that. Okay. Yeah, because I was, you know, only thinking, like, you know, when you're going in for your full accord, you're asking for the title of whatever property or whatever it is that you're trying to get. But then through the Fair Debt Collection Practice Act, it's like they violated you. So, you know, that's $1,000 here, $1,000 there.
And all the laws are there. All the laws that they focus in that one letter. You can easily tabulate how much they owe. Now, when you do the counterclaim, you do say, I'm looking for X amount of dollars.
That's
because of violation of da-da-da-da.
Uh-huh. Yep. Okay. Well, I'll be looking forward to hearing from you so we can go over this other little stuff I got, which is the warranty deed, because we're making moves up here. Getting private. All right. So thank you, Jonah.
No doubt. Peace.
Thank you, Big Daddy Moses.
I'm going to the next call. I'm going to 618-671. Peace to God.
Oh, yo. Peace to the motherfucker, God.
Peace.
How are you, Jonah? I know you're doing well. Let me grab my shit. I'm trying to grab my shit that I did today. Okay, so I got some shit going on. Today, I got my certificate of trust notarized. I'm about to go get this motherfucking trust bank account. And a quick question that I had before I did that was, do I have to have my regular 9 UCC in before I go open up this motherfucking account?
you don't have to, but I would. See, first in time, first in line. I want to lay claim to anything before I put it into the public arena so they know they don't own this shit. Someone asked me, aren't we able to sue the jobs if they try mandatory vax? Yes. I'm going to do a webinar with David Jose, and we're going to go into that. All rules, of course. I'm going to show y'all how to protect yourselves and give them a cease and desist and stop them with this vaccination. If not, y'all going to have to go into court and get paid. They're just giving you a chance to get rich. It is discrimination to do what they're doing, and they're not allowed, and it's unconstitutional. And even corporations took an oath to the Constitution. It's in the National Currency Act or the National Bank Act.
Indeed.
Do not hit me up in Messenger while I'm on the air. If you got a question, you do what everyone else do. Call into the show and raise and put your hand, put one, press one for me to get to your questions. Any other way, you're not getting no questions answered. Follow the rules, my nigga. Follow the rules. Well, go ahead, bro.
All right, so that's that on that. So I'm going to just go ahead and do the 960. Also, I did call Lamar County 2 days ago, and they on bullshit. So
the guy that used to take care of us retired.
Yeah, they on that bullshit.
And they got a new person, and they trying to stop the new person from being honorable. And they're overwhelmed because I've been telling people for years, send it to Lamar County.
Yep.
You know, things change, my brother. Things change.
Yeah, and I understand. I'm going to go with the flow, you know, because the only thing I have to do is an addendum to it. So I was just going to do it and just do the whole shit over in my state and say, fuck it.
Now, so, I have to say this to the people that's talking about BCs. Y'all got to realize if y'all read the Real ID Act, the BC is the one thing they accept. The BC or one of these bullshit real IDs that you got to get from your state. So the BC is on and popping even more than ever. Now, also, they put a provision in there that they have to accept tribal ID. So some people, tribal ID is working the fly now since we're under the Real Act law. So some people are traveling with Morris ID. But I don't know which Morris ID does that. I stick with my birth certificate. Go ahead, bro.
So you get that? Okay, indeed. So along with that, I got the certificate of trust. I was actually studying, I think it was a March 24th show, and a brother was asking about to switch the trustee on the certificate of trust, and you expressed how if he does that, that's actually him amending his trust corporate so that he would have to redo another minute to put his foreign trustee in.
Yes.
So in order for me to have gotten my bank account open, because I was a trustee
opened a bank account before I put the foreign trustee in, because you know you don't want your foreign trustee to have to travel. Like for me, they have to travel from to come here to open up a bank account. So I put one in. Then I change it.
Indeed. And so that's what I did. And, like, I just got this shit notarized today. So I'm going to wait until I do my non-UCC and then the UCC-1, then go open up this motherfucker. And I did the W-8 bin and the W-9, and I'm about to go 8832. I'm actually about to walk into the fucking IRS building and had them stamp receive the shit. So by the time I get ready to go to the court, all is well. And I'm going to authenticate the goddamn notary seal on the certificate of trust. Is there anything else I'm missing?
Not that I can think of. Now, also, I want to add the fact that, you know, those Moorish IDs might work for you to hop on a plane, but they don't work with cops.
No, they do not. Listen, and that shit happened to me. That shit happened to me, yo. Your ass would get locked the fuck up.
I'm just telling y'all, because someone said Morris American travel document.
Yeah.
All right. I got that shit in the closet.
With that document
hell yeah.
Trying to travel in a car. Just because he's letting you go through the airport, that has nothing to do with regular cops.
No, it does not. Get that motherfucking injunction, the IDP.
You're
going
to have
go
to
get
know
you a
what
goddamn
to
license.
Now, the injunction works beautifully at the airport. It works while you traveling in a car. I'm just saying. Nigga, you better know which one you using and when to use it.
So can't we create our own fucking tribal IDs in the form of our trust as a trust certificate?
Yes, you could.
All right. All right.
Now,
let me get
my here's
shit
my
thing.
Trust documentation. If the car is in the trust name and you got trust ID, it works perfectly for you to travel in that car with cops.
Yes. With an injunction.
You got to know when you're – it's a jurisdictional thing. You can't mix public with private. You got to know which way you're operating and when. That's the protection. See, so I don't do all that shit. Jonah, 20 years. I travel with a foreign license, private ID.
Me too.
And the IDP, and the injunction handles everything else, right? When I get to the airport, I show them an old library card with my birth certificate.
Because for you to get in the library card, you had to have given them some type of state ran some shit back then. But since that motherfucker's expired, it's not doing business.
Exactly.
But they can still prove their in their fucking requirements, criteria bullshit.
Exactly.
And plus you got
and that. That's how I travel.
United States of America.
Any ID I show will be expired to show with my BC to go through the airport.
Oh, I have one more question. I really do. So on the non-UCC, I lost my Social Security card because on the last declaration I got, my Social Security card is on it. So to do the new one, I'm going to do a whole new one. Do I need to order another Social Security card to put that bitch on there? Or can I just ride with what the fuck, whatever instruments that I have?
You could get a new one or you could, it's up to you, really.
But it's not necessary. It's just the fact that I'm conveying these instruments already.
Someone said, I DM'd you for a consultation and never responded. First of all, you shouldn't be fucking DM me for a consultation. You want a consultation, you get to my website. And then when you pay for the consultation, the website tells you how to contact me. Contact me in a DM is not professional. When you want to buy something from fucking Gucci, you don't DM Gucci. You fucking go to their website. Y'all act like y'all retarded when it comes to doing business. I'm not going to do business through a DM. Plain and simple. So do the right shit. Had a nerve to be up here beefing like you want to beef, and you didn't do the right shit, man. Or your lady didn't do the right shit. Personally, I want y'all to stop DMing me altogether because I don't do business on Instagram in a DM. Anyway, that was my little rant for today.
Oliver, yeah, I feel it.
But, I understand new. Even if she's new, she knows she can't get pay for a consultation for a DM. You go to a website and pay for it.
But see, Jonah, you're teaching us how to actually conduct commerce, the etiquette of commerce. You know, yeah, I could give me
you know
DM
mean?
You and
like
me,
if you
want to
order something from like let's say fucking eBay. The only way to order something from eBay is to go to their website, and order.
Add cart.
You know what I mean? I don't understand why y'all dealing with melanated people, Moors, black people.
I was gonna say y'all don't
understand how commerce is ran. That's
and you gotta hook them up.
The same way you pay eBay is the way you're gonna have to pay me for a consultation, man. I really don't understand why y'all confused.
Because
to me, y'all trying to get shit for free.
And the fact that you're literally teaching us how to be set up like an eBay. You know what I'm saying? And the fact you're literally setting us to do commerce like eBay.
Yeah, like I do it. Exactly. Because today, this is the only way you're going to be able to do commerce. All commerce is going electronic. Y'all got to get with the program with doing business. Like, I got about 4 or 5 different businesses where I deal with AliExpress, Alibaba, DHgate, and I sell products.
Yep.
You gonna have to set yourself up to receive money through websites. That's just what it is. If y'all want to live good, y'all going to have to go electronic. Anyway,
I have one more thing for you to clarify.
Go ahead,
one more thing for you to clarify.
3 more minutes. Say your thing. You're
all
the
right,
last
cool. Indeed. All right, fuck it. So since I'm opening up this trust bank account with this domestic number, I'm about to go 8832 that motherfucker to the 98. It's okay for me to get a regular check count, like as a fucking credit union or some shit like that.
Okay.
You
can do that. I don't want you to do that. I want you to take your Express Trust, and what you want to do is go online to EIN Online. It's going to take you to the IRS website to get an EIN.
Uh-huh.
And you're going to open up a trust. It's going to be you're going to be doing mine's is Jonah John Bay Express Trust, doing business as Jonah John Bay Express Trust Enterprise. So the name of the trust I'm doing right now is that my Moorish name with the word enterprise. Now, I open up the bank account. But to make it easy to open up the bank account, I went and did a DBA, and then I went to the Secretary of State and did a LLC. The LLC sole owner is the trust, and it's the name of the LLC is Jonah John Bay Express Trust Enterprises. So therefore,
so
they
Jonah
don't
John
know.
Bay.
Yeah. So therefore, everything that's produced by that LLC is owned by the Express Trust and don't pay taxes and all that. And everything's smooth within their system because they think it's an LLC, but it's not an LLC. Don't worry. I'm going to do a webinar on it to show y'all how to set it up.
Okay. And I'm going to go back and study this shit because I did go back to get another.
I'm sorry to cut you off, bro. I'm sorry to cut you off. The time is up. We got 60 seconds. Peace, God.
Peace to the God.
Talk to you real soon. That's our show for today. I hope y'all enjoyed. I hope y'all learned a lot. We'll be back on Monday where we can get back into it. To the brother, I appreciate you understanding. Please go to the website to set up your consultations. I have no problem getting to you as quick as possible. Know this, it's not done in the same day because it's a backlog of people who want consultations. Anyway, I love y'all. Peace to the gods. We out of here.